Hey, welcome to Planet Shakers. We're so excited for you to join us today. I'm going to be speaking on prayer. I believe that as we seek God and get a hold of Him in His Word and get a hold of Him through prayer, we will literally see heaven invade earth. Why don't you sit back and enjoy this message today? I believe it will change your life. I felt the Lord speak to me about prayer. And so I'm going to talk to you about prayer this morning because prayer shifts things. Prayer is something that is, it should be like breathing to us. It should be just normal. In the beginning of the year, I preached a sermon, Praying Your Legal Rights. And, we have a 7 a.m. prayer meeting here in Melbourne. We have other campuses that have prayer meetings. And what I did notice, I was at the one, I got off a plane on Tuesday night at about 10 o'clock at night, got home about 11:30. I ate McDonald's on the way home, which wasn't good. And got home, got up at 4, because I woke up at 4, went to the prayer meeting at 7 a.m. The weather outside was amazing, and we had a good group of people here. But what I did notice is in the cold winter months, we have more out of prayer on cold mornings at about 3 degrees Celsius than we do in the new season. So I want to challenge you, let's pack this place out with prayer. Let's sign up for 24/7 prayer. Feel every second of the day in prayer. That's what we want to do. We want to feel every second of the day in prayer. So pick a time, 30 minutes a week. We'll send you prayer needs. And I believe that what we're seeing happening is a result of prayer and faith. And so it's pretty cool. What's going on? We're just under 15,000 people in our Melbourne and Geelong campuses. So God is doing great things. Luke 11, verse 1 to 4. It says, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. Touch your neighbor and say, he was praying. When he finished, one of his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples to pray. There was a reason they were asking him to teach them to pray, because they saw that Jesus' power was stronger than their power. And they wanted the answer, they wanted the key to have that power. And so they found out that one of the keys was Jesus' prayer life. And so they wanted to learn what Jesus' key was, living in prayer. And so they said, teach us to pray. And he said, when you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive anyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. Now, what he was doing was giving them a template of how to pray. Wasn't saying, well, just pray these words, but he was teaching them that when you start praying, start with the Father. Start with Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. What is he saying? He's saying, don't start with your problems, put your focus on the Father. Put your focus on his goodness. So there's five things, everyone say five. There's five things I want to teach you about prayer this morning, of how you can pray. The process or the steps to praying. Because prayer should be easy. So the first one is A, starts with A. It's adoration. Everyone say adoration. So A stands for adoration. See, we need to increase our vocabulary in prayer. So I'm going to help you do that this morning. The Bible says, just before I show that, the Bible says, Deuteronomy 32, 3 to 4, I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. He is a rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just as he. What are they doing? They're adoring him. Yeah, but let's say there's a guy who wants to take a girl out on a date. And he goes up and says, you're coming out with me because I need you. That girl will go, hey, come here, buddy. Sorry about that. Because there's no wooing. You know, we're made in the image of God. And when we come to God and we adore him, we woo him. We bring him into our proximity. So here, let me give you a little key, guy. I'm not really good at this because I haven't done this for many, many years. But when you see a girl, say, hey, your hair, wow, amazing. Your eyes, oh, I just could look at them all day long. Your smile is like the sun. You are beautiful. You are amazing. Could you do me the honor? Oh, I got some flowers too. Oh, did I show you my bank account? No. How about, could we go out to coffee? I know this really cool coffee place. It's called CL. And we can go in secret and Pastor Russell can see us and tell the whole church next week that we're at CL on a date. No, you wouldn't. You woo people. You don't go, yeah, it'll do you good to come out with me. That just won't work. You see, people like to be wooed. They like to be, you know, men like wooing. We just like it a different way. Wow, you're amazing. No, don't say that. Keep saying it, keep saying it. You know, after I preach, I don't care what anyone says except Sam. You can all say, oh, that was great. I'll go, oh, thank you so much. But if she says it was great, it's great. Why? Because there's something about relationship that comes when people come and you're like, I adore you. I think you're amazing. I think you're great. God's the same. So when we come to God, we adore Him. He's worthy of our adoration anyway. But I'm going to give you some words that can help you in your vocab, in your prayer life with God. Oh God, you're my Prince of Peace, my Rabbi, my teacher. I thank you for that. You're my Creator. You made me. You fearfully, wonderfully made me. You are awesome. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the Judge of the earth. So I put my trust in you. I adore you. You're my rock. You're Yahweh. You're God. You're the first and the last. You served me by dying for me. You love me so much. You're my sure foundation. You are the King of glory. You're brilliant. You're the Son of God. You're the Alpha and Omega. You're the high priest. You're my lover. You're my friend. You're my joy. You're my peace. Oh, you're my mother. Oh, you're the King of Kings. You're the glorious one. You're beautiful. You're awesome. You're a healer. You're a breakthrough. You're my living God. You're the mediator. You're my good shepherd. You're my redeemer. You're my Messiah. You're my deliverer. You're the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You're God Almighty. You're the light of the world. You're Emmanuel, God with us. You're my high priest. You're the bread of life. You're my ruler, savior, cornerstone. You're my friend. You're my master. You're jealous for me. You're my advocate. You're my life. You're truth. You're the Holy One. So for 30 seconds, let's stand to our feet all across our campuses. And come on, let's begin to adore Him. Let's use some of our vocab. And this isn't a time to speak in the Spirit. This is a time to use your English words and begin to say, Jesus, you're amazing. Father God, you're awesome. Father God, you're powerful. Father God, come on, let's adore Him. Use your vocab. As you would praise, pray. As you would praise, pray. Let there be a sound of prayer. Come on, speak out. You're my breakthrough. Thank you, God. You're my living God. You're my mediator. 15 seconds. Come on. Keep going. That's good. Adore Him this morning. Online, adore Him, adore Him, adore Him. You're my deliverer. 5 more seconds. 4 more seconds. 3 more seconds. 2 more seconds. 1, come on, from the back to the front, to the left, to the right. Let there be a sound of adoration in the house of God. Thank you, Lord. Awesome, you can take a seat. Turn to your neighbor and say, I adore Him. See, I want to teach you about prayer. Our praise, this is what I feel we need to do. See, prayer, there's a sound of prayer that releases something. And our praise is here as a church. There's a sound of praise in our church that's like no most churches I've ever seen. In fact, any church I've ever seen. There's a sound of praise. And it's about here. Our prayer is good, but it's about here. We need to lift our sound of prayer up to the same place of the sound of praise, right? And you don't just think prayers, you speak prayers. I never want to be at a funeral that wanted to say something about the person who died, but I just thought it. That will do nobody any good if you just go to them. They're not telepathic. There's something powerful in your spoken adoration. So everyone say, A is for adoration. C is for confession. The Bible says, it's Romans chapter 10, that if you confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart, say it with a bit of force, believe in your heart, that's better, that God has raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So with the heart we believe, and with the mouth our confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Confession. 1 John 1:9. It says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. So the process of prayer, I come and adore him. Now I come and confess. I got to get stuff out that would block me from going to new levels. So it might be small thinking. It might be somebody hurt me. It might be something that I did. I confess, God, please forgive me. God, I put my confession on you. I need you. I depend upon you. Every time I come out to preach, I say, God, I need you. I cannot do this on my own strength. When you go to your work, you need to confess your need of God. When you're at university, you need to confess your need of God. Coming into him with confession and getting rid of the stuff that will limit you. So for 15 seconds, we're going to confess to him. God, if there's something in me, take it away. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. 15 seconds, we're going to confess. God, I need you. I depend upon you. It doesn't have to be a long thing. In one confession, you can be totally free. One confession, you can release a faith that moves mountains. One confession can change an atmosphere. So for the next 20 seconds, I said 15, but for 20 seconds, come on, let's confess our need of God. And let's confess our sin to God. So God, if there's anything in me, any attitude, any small thinking, anything that would limit who you are, I confess it now. Come on, that's it. Confess your need of him. Say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I believe in you. I need you. I confess my need of you. 10 seconds. 5 seconds. Zero. Awesome. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm totally in a good place right now. The third one. First is what? A for? A is for what? Online. Could you text it? Could you go online in the chat and say, A is for? Put it on there and tell us where you're from. C is for? Confession. Then the next letter is T. It's for thankfulness. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm thankful you're sitting next to me. Thankfulness. The Bible says in Psalm 100 verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name. So once we've adored him and we've confessed our need of him, now we come into a thankfulness of him. We come in and say, see, I thank God all the time for you. In my prayer life, this is what I do. I say, Father, I thank you for what you're doing in the people at Planet Shakers. I thank you, you're blessing their family. I thank you, you're healing their bodies. I thank you, giving them jobs. I thank you, you're giving them promotions. I thank you, you're blessing. I'm thankful for you blessing the students. I thank you that you're filling your church. I'm thankful for your presence. I thank you for what you're about to do in the life of our church. I thank you, Lord, for the nations we're about to reach. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you for building your church. See, I thank God for what I'm expecting God to do. See, people who aren't thankful are never grateful. We got a generation that says, owe me, give me, it's my right. But the good thing about God is he's made us children of God, and so we have the rights of sons and daughters of God, but we access it through thankfulness, understanding what he has done for us. So could we stand on our feet for the next 30 seconds and thank him for that exam you're about to pass, and thank you for that job you're about to get. Thank you.
for that healing that's about to come your way. Thank you for the presence of God. Thank you that you're saved. Thank him that he's blessed you. Thank him that he's provided for you. Thank him that you're alive. You could have fallen over. You could have given up. Thank him that you got up again. Thank him for his provision. Thank him for being in a place of unity. Thank him for being in a place of blessing. Thank him, thank him, thank him. That's it. Thank him. Thank him. 10 more seconds. Come on. Let there be a sound of thankfulness in the atmosphere. Yeah. Yeah. Now let's praise him. Let's give him a praise. Enter his courts with thanksgiving. Something about to happen. Woo! You take your seat. Thankfulness. You know, I just saw Paul Graham walk in. He was in the toilets, all right? Doesn't matter, Paul. And for many years, him and his wife, Catherine, were believing for a baby. And I would see them week after week, and we'd come into agreement. God, we thank you for becoming pregnant. We thank you for that baby. We thank you. We thank you. And our thankfulness put us in the room of miracles. Your thankfulness put you in the room for God to do.
I hope you've enjoyed the message so far. I believe this next part of the sermon will really have an impact on your life. Open up your spirit and receive what God has to say.
A stands for what? C stands for what? T stands for? S stands for supplication. Supplication is where you come and give your request to God. And so I ask, we text you to come with three things you're believing for personally and three things you're believing for the church. If you haven't done that, I want you to do that as I'm speaking. Three things you need a breakthrough and you're going to ask God for. And then three things you're believing for the church to see happen in the church. See, the Bible says in Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything and tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly into the throne room of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. So first we come with adoration. Then we get into confession. We get rid of anything that would stop our prayer life. Then we come into thankfulness. And now we're in a position that we believe that when we ask and we bring our supplications before him, that he does it. You see, the Lord's Prayer doesn't start with my problem here on earth. It starts with our Father. In other words, adoration. Confession. Forgive us our sins. Thankfulness. Now supplication. God, give us this day our daily bread. So if you're needing a breakthrough in any area, three areas we're going to focus on, and we're believing for a breakthrough in the church, what we want to see God do. Three things. What you're believing for personally in your family, yourself, your own life, and what you're believing for God to do corporately. So if you've got those six things, for 60 seconds, we're going to ask. So all across the room, I want us to stand on our feet. All across the campuses, I want us to stand on our feet. If you're online, you can ask as we're asking, okay? Here we go. If your business needs a breakthrough, ask. If you're needing help, healing, ask. If the Bible says you have not because you ask not. If you're needing ministry to open up, ask. We've already thanked. We've already adored. We've already confessed, and now it's time to ask. So for 60 seconds, come on, let's ask God. Let's ask God. Let's ask him. You have not because you ask not. The Bible says ask. So do that. Come on, 60 seconds. Ask him for those six things. That's it. Ask him. Don't just think him. Ask him. Ask him. 50 seconds. Keep asking. That's it. There's a shift happening. I can feel it in my spirit. Ask him. 40 seconds. Help! 30 seconds. That's good. Good, good, good. Lift your prayer sound. seconds. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. I'm telling you, I can feel something. 10 seconds. He's hearing. We've come and adored him. We've come and confessed. We've come with thankfulness. Now we're in supplication. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's praise him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Yeah. Jesus. This next bit, take your seat. We're going to stand in a moment. This next bit is called intercession. A, adoration. C stands for. T stands for. S stands for. And I stands for intercession. Intercession isn't a group of people that is a small group in a corner praying for things. Everyone is called to intercede. The Bible says this, Ephesians chapter 6, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion, stay alert, be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Intercession is praying for someone else. It's praying on behalf of someone else, coming into agreement for someone else. Intercession isn't about you anymore, it's about someone else's breakthrough. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1, it says, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people, ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. Intercession. So what we're going to do is we're going to intercede for one another. We're going to intercede for you online. If you need a miracle and you say, I need a miracle, we've got people going to pray for you online. But intercession, what we're going to do is we're going to stand on our feet in a moment. And we're going to find somebody to pray for. We don't want anyone to be left out. You might be a visitor here and you go, well, this is a bit strange. It's okay. It's not strange. It's just we are praying for you for a breakthrough. Because we believe in prayer. We believe in a God that answers prayer. And intercession is finding somebody and praying for them. You might ask them what they need prayer for, or you may not. You don't have to. Whatever. Just pray for each other. Don't leave anyone out. It can be one-on-one, so two or three or four of you. Whatever. And then we'll pray, and then I will say shift, and when we shift, we're going to praise. And then as we praise, we're going to go find other people to pray for and to intercede for. And then we'll pray for them, and then we'll pray for them, and they'll pray for each other. Then I'll say shift, and we'll praise again, and then we'll find someone else to pray for. So let's stand to our feet. This is powerful. Let me tell you what just about to happen. Father, right now, you want to shift things. I can feel them. You want to move on people's behalf. We're going to come in agreement. Your Bible says, the Word of God says, we're to agree concerning anything, it shall be done. You said that, the power of agreement. And when we intercede on each other's behalf, you come and move. So, Father, right now, as we're about to pray, that you move things. So find somebody you're going to pray with and pray for. Don't leave anyone out. Don't leave anyone out. If you need to be in threes, that's okay. Okay to join a group. Just go and join a group somewhere. Don't be shy. Now start praying for them. Intercede for them. Start interceding for them. That's it. Lift your voices. Keep doing that. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I come into agreement. I intercede on your Lord, on my sister's behalf here, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to heal her completely. I thank you for your provision and your blessing. I thank you for your breakthrough. I thank you for your anointing. I thank we come in agreement that you're our healer, and we release healing power in the name of Jesus from the top of our head to the tips of our toes. That's it. Keep praying for one another. That's it. Pray for one another. That's it. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. God is shifting things. I can feel it. The spirit of intercession. Come over here. Yeah. 30 more seconds. Then we're going to praise. And then we're going to find someone else. is it? Keep praying. Silvana right there online for her brother-in-law. I thank you there. I thank you for Ray, a miracle for his grandma who lost her sight. I pray for God for restoration for Chris with her kids. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I give you praise today. I pray for full healing. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for him.
Thanks so much for joining us today. I can sense a shift happening in people's lives. Why don't you connect with us on any social media platform, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can send us an email at church@planetshakers. Tell us what God is doing in your life. We want to connect with you. You don't want to miss next week. It's going to be life-changing. God bless you and see you then.